The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listening to I Am Refocused Radio with your host, Shamaya Reed. This show is designed to inspire you to live your purpose and regain your focus. And now, here's your host, Shamaya Reed.
Hey, welcome to I Am Refocused Radio. Man, we are here once again today. Just like any other time, we have another special guest. Today, we have Drew on to talk to Ryan. He's of Nickelback. And guess what? It's a film coming out. It's going to be available in 2 days only, March 27th and the 30th. Hate to Love Nickelback. First and foremost, Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
All is well, sir. Man, good. We know that your band has massive success. I mean, you can go through the whole list on your resume, portfolio, whatever you want to call it, but that'll probably take my whole 7 minutes. So kind of tell us about this amazing film telling the authentic story of the band.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's, you know, we're kind of four idiots that kind of got in this business and we're still trying to figure out what we're doing here. We were doing something called an EPK, electronic press kit for an album in 2017 called Feed the Machine. And these guys shot some footage, just like a biography kind of footage. You tell a little bit of your life story. And then we saw some of the footage. We're like, that actually looks really good. Like the way they shot it looks really good. And that's when I had the idea. I'm like, well, why don't we just keep this footage? We won't do that EPK thing. Let's just keep that and let's just carry on and see if we can document a bit of the story and make it for family and maybe some fans. That would be about it. It wasn't until a few years into it of us trying to piece it together. We're like, well, why don't we talk about the hate? Should we talk about the hate? You know, it's the 800-pound gorilla in the room kind of thing. Like everybody, if you mention it, people know what we're talking about. So maybe we talk about it and take the narrative back. And so that's when I think the documentary kind of took a bit of a turn from a fan based, everything is great. No, here's the songs we play, the end, to a more of a human interest story. And maybe, you know, we talk about some of the bandmates talk about things that in their health history that they haven't talked about before. And we've never talked about it. We keep a lot of secrets as a band. We're not a great band for social media. We don't tell everybody what we do every day and whatnot. So this was our chance to kind of maybe shine a little light into the individual members of this, you know, faceless band Nickelback to a degree. When people just hear the name, they don't see that there's four people behind it. So maybe that's the takeaway from this documentary.
Being a Diamond Certified selling group is hard enough, but being called the most successful rock band of the decade by Billboard in 2009, that's a big deal. So for your fans out there who are going to celebrate watching this film, either 27th or the 30th, what do you hope that they can get, take away from the film, being able to see some of the exclusives that you guys drop in the film?
Yeah, I mean, that's a heavy thing to think about. I think for sure the fans will enjoy the story of the band and how we kind of came up. And we were able to find some footage, man, as a band, like every time I see like a Beatles thing going on, I'm like, they had cameras rolling all the time. And we hardly have any footage from our band. We were camera averse, I think, from the beginning. But we did find some, you know, shots of our very first show and shots of How You Remind Me being, you know, written and pieced together in the studio. So I think there's going to be some really interesting elements for fans that have followed the band over the years. And kind of like they can, you know, they definitely can see this and pinpoint it to a certain time in our career. So I think the takeaways is going to be interesting for fans in that sense. Plus, they'll probably hear some old songs they haven't heard in a while, which I think, you know, they always like in music docs.
For people to get tickets, once again, I want to stress this, 2 days only, March 27th and the 30th, go to nickelbackfilm.com. I'm talking to Ryan right now. I know the rest of the band's excited. What's been, if you will, if you can, a flashback of being able to kind of relive the old days and supporting of this new film coming out?
Oh, a flashback and reliving the old days. I think some of this footage of the transition from clubs to big arenas, that was a bit of a trip to watch that and see that again, because, you know, I think some people may, if they know How You Remind Me, they may only know us from How You Remind Me and on. And so you think that, oh, they were just an arena band from the get-go. And then that just was never the case, obviously. The playing the clubs, the paying the dues, you know, we saw a few of those in there, but to watch the actual transition from when we were in the clubs to, you know, when How You Remind Me really hit, man, we really took off around the world. And so to kind of relive some of those moments, watching Chad drive, riding around on a motorcycle backstage to get, that was just like this little motorcycle. It was more like a clown car. It was quite funny. That stuff was actually quite fun to relive again.
You mentioned the Beatles. This is a fun fact. Second best selling foreign act in the U.S. in the 2000 decades, only behind the Beatles. Is it pressure to think about that kind of history? Or was this something that you guys kind of always wanted to do as a group?
Oh, man, I still don't know if I believe that. That's, you know, it's something you dream of is to be popular and to have people around the world enjoy your music. But to even be mentioned in the same sentence as the Beatles is insane. I mean, it's the dream to have timeless music, and that's what the Beatles are. And if we're around long enough and people, you know, are still willing to kind of come along for the ride, that they're still willing to listen to our old music, man, that's the dream there. That's the dream we've always had.
Hate to Love, Nickelback, 2 days only, March 27th and the 30th. Book your tickets right now at nickelbackfilm.com. We've been talking to the one and only Ryan of the group. Once again, sir, thank you for your time.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.